Okay, Torah, let's go. Torah Od, Mikay, Tzchanukah, 68. Last thing that Rebbe was explaining, after he explained the Shivarayim of the Panemius, Shemein and the Sichi Odom is the Makif. And he says that's the concept of Rabbi Yechim Zaki versus Rabbi Chanina Medesa. And then he explained that's the argument between Bisham and Beisilu. Bishami holds on the first day you have a powerful light, you break the klipa, so the next day you need less. Beisilu says no, David is Momata Lamaila, and therefore from lower to higher, and therefore you need to actually go upward. Then he said, that's the concept of O Malchus Shemayim before O Mitzvahs. Okay, so he says, 68. Lohavim b'yir advonim, and now, to explain what he said before Shemayim and Nesichi Yodom, that the eight anointed ones. He says, the Vade Areimim Yesin Ailim Mehem Kameshik B'mashem Hashpim B'chinas Pnimis. He said, there's no question that the Shiva Reim are greater than the Shemayim and Nesichi Yodom. And he explained, because the Shivarayim give Seichel, Torah. So they're makif, they're mamshich primius. The Shemein and Nesichi Odom is only the Chitzeni, is the level, the makif level. He said, V'yahayin of Yisharayim, Nishmosom, Mechines primius. The Rayim, the Shivarayim, come from primius, and the Sichim come from Chitzenius. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was from the Shivarayim, because Moshe Rabbeinu was from Pnimius, and Eliyahu, who was from the Shemein and Nesichei Adam, comes from that level, Nesichim, and it's known that it's known in Kabbalah that Moshe is the Pnimius, and Eliyahu is the level of Chitzenius. Okay, so he says there's no question that down here, the Shivarayim are greater than the Shemein and Nesichei Adam. What's the advantage of the Nesichi Adam? Because they come from Makif. See, yeah, down here, the Reim give Pnimius and the Nesichi Adam don't, only Chitenius. But in the source, the Shmei Makif, Seviv, is higher than Mamala. So therefore, the Shmei and Nesichi Adam are greater than the Shiva Reim. But Shem Abchinis Chitzenis Shela Elyin, and the Reim Apnimis of the Tachton mean like this: the Shmein and the Sichei Adam come from a higher level, but it's only the external of the higher level. The Shiva Reim are from the lower level, but it's the Pnimius of the lower levels. So it's again, it's a toss-up, so to speak. From one side, Chitzenis of the Makif is higher. And the second side, the Pnimius of the Pnimius, is higher.
How could the Shmon Nesichim be higher down here? In what way are they?
Not down here.
That's what he
said. No. He says up there they're higher. Down here the Shivarim are higher. Oh, Kmei Adarach Moshe. Shehelim, Shehelim Shepini, the Olim of Mini Prius Peres Chashuvim Yikorim Eid, that the leaves of a very expensive fruit has a certain advantage over regular fruit. Aval pi shalom em chitzenius, even though the leaves of the fruit are external, ve'em ba'em tam afilo be'kamine pirus apshutim, they don't even have any taste, not even like simple fruits. Mikol makayim heimimin v'sug acher, ha'choshev harbei, nevertheless, the leaves of a more expensive fruit are greater than the fruit, in a certain respect, than the fruit of the lower level of the fruit. But on the opposite side, there's a mila petus, there's an advantage of the fruit, on the leaf, and they have a taste, but the leaves don't. Okay? Meaning like this. Something more expensive, the chitzenius has an advantage over the lower level of Pnimius because it's more expensive. It's a higher level. But the advantage is I'll give you an example, let's say in cars. You can have a very expensive car. The door of the car, of an expensive car, has a certain mile. This is a door of a Rolls Royce, and this is a car of a Toyota, or whatever. Not knocking Toyotas, God forbid. But, whatever. So there's an advantage. This is the Chitzenu. Or the Lashon of Pirkei Avos is, you have Zonav Larayis, tail of a lion versus the head of a fox. Right? It says in Pirkei Avos. And he says, V'hine, al derech ze yesh beis mini neshamas. Just like we have Nesichim and Rayim, Makif and Primi, so we have also different types of neshamas. Sheyesh and neshamas yirei mushmelim shleimim, they're neshamas of God-fearing people that are complete people, like Eila Tmima, v'afo pikein, and yecheilim lumid is a loss in Teres Hashem. They're not able to teach, like we said, of Chanina ben Deisa. He was Yerushimayim to the ultimate, complete neshama to the fullest, but he didn't teach Torah. He's not mentioned anywhere. Yesh neshama is bali Torah. Ve'einim shleim is betachlis. You can have a big scholar that could teach, but he's not even a Yerushimayim at all. He doesn't have a completeness of a neshama. K'mei neshama sinah, like we said, of the other people. Hay nesheyeh yirim v'tzmimim. So where does Rav Chanina ben Deisa, those types of people, get their neshama from? They get it from Alma Diskasya. They get it from the hidden worlds. They come from a higher level, they're more complete. But Al Kain Ein Panasi Ador, they're not the leaders of generations. Fishim Alma Diskasya, which is hidden. Vilma Shumar Mimagi, it can't even touch it, meaning it's too great to be revealed. And yet, nevertheless, they're not people of great Torah, like, again, they're coming in of a day, so they're only the chesenius of the upper level. Meaning like this. Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa, just to use people, will be easier to understand. Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa, his neshama was greater than Rabbi Yechman Zakai's. Because he was, like Rabbi Yechman Zakai said, Yechanan could cry a whole day, it's not going to happen. And Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa is a higher level of neshama. But because it's a higher level of neshama, it can only be the external level of the higher neshama, therefore he's not able to teach Torah because he's not shaykh to Panemius.
Rabbi Chanina
ben Deisa was the vinegar one? Is he the vinegar one? He's a very sweet guy.
He's the one that said let vinegar
burn.
That's just...
He was the one that said to his daughter, let vinegar burn. He was the one that Rabbi Yechon Zaki sent to heal his daughter.
He didn't teach Torah. He was a Tana. He didn't teach Torah.
He's not mentioned anywhere in Mishnah.
Really?
Pigov is mentioned, but not as a Torah.
But he was a Tana.
The Rebbe Alter Rebbe said that before. He was a Tana, but he wasn't mentioned in Torah. It wasn't, his Iker Inya wasn't Torah. Yeah. Mevchini Medeis, Elohi Nimsa Shayim Alam Torah. Elohi Nimsa Mishmeidinim Mishnah. He's not even mentioned Mishnah. Pigov is mentioned of Chanin Mendes. There's no Chanin Mendes anywhere in Mishnayis, saying halachas. And he says, Ubali Teiro, Heim Chinis Pneemias, they're the level of Pneemias. Rak Shem Chinis Pneemias, Tachtan Alma Desgalia. So therefore, they're the Pneemias, but of a lower world. But because they're a Pneemias, they're able to teach Teiro. Val Derech Ze Shmein and Nesichi Odom, the eight nesichim shosh mishmeina tikunim rishenim she yibyud gimel tikunim dikna v'ar champin, which are the b'chinus makifim. Okay, he says they come from the eight of the 13 yud gimel mitzarachmim, which is a complete makif level and not primius. Ki tikun la'alofim, because it says neitzer chesed lo'alofim, right? La'alafim already b'chinus or pnimi, because alafim plural is alafcha chachma alafcha bina shabava yank mi beis mazal dar champen v'ini kazo b'chinus or pnimi v'kamei b'chinus rei misal mefanesim. Meaning, even in the Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, he said there's two levels. There's a level of Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, which is makif level, which is the first eight of the Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, and then you come to the Ur Pnimi.
What do you do with the other five?
That's the Ur Pnimi.
So the first eight correspond to the Shmon Nesichim.
Right.
And the next five?
Is the Shivarayim. Why five and seven? I don't know.
You're short.
What's that? V'zel Neitzach HaZolof, N'chein Aleph, T'mod Nase, Yud L'mayla, Yud L'mata, and Vav Bamsa. Right? What Aleph begins with an Aleph. Right? The word Aleph, it's actually Aleph. The letter Aleph is Aleph, right? It means that level is already premium because you have Yud, Yud, and Vav. How's Hamshacha? Tzimtzum, Hamshacha. So Aleph already represents premiums. Aval Ches, Mazalus, Rishenim, Shekedim, Bechinus, Lalof. But the eight of the Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim. Makifim, and that's the Shoyrish of Ches Nesichi Odom. And therefore the Lamayla Mechinus Reim. They're higher than the Reim that come from Chochm and Bino, which is the level Alofim. But the Reim are higher because they're Pnimius, and that's only Chitzenius.
I don't understand anything he's saying in this Lahavim.
You have to understand.
I don't know what, I can't follow.
The Shmein and Nesichi Odom come from a higher source. Because they're Makif. What's higher, Seviv or Malu?
Seviv.
Okay, they come from Seviv. The Shivarim that teach Pnimius come from Malu. Seviv is higher than Malu. But the problem is, Seviv can't come into a Pnimius, therefore they can't teach Taita, and Malu comes into a Pnimius. So that's it. Each one has an advantage. The Shmein and the Sichi Adam are greater because they're the Makif level, versus the Shivarim, which is Pnimius. And that, and he says like this.
From a certain perspective,
each one is greater.
Elio was greater than me.
Correct.
A little bit like Bichtav and Shiva'al
Teh. Everything is this and that, you know.
So can you just mention the Shmon and Sichim one more time?
Who are they? I remember you said before they are. Don't you mention all of them? Not Binyamin. Yeah, doesn't even mention all eight. I remember. Yishai Eliyahu, Shaul HaMelech. He was also anointed. Yeah. Literally means the anointed ones. Here. Yishai, Shaul, Mashiach, Eliyahu. He mentions a few of them. I'm sorry. Yeah, Yishai, Shaul, Mashiach, and Eliyahu.
Anointed for kingship?
Yeah.
David HaMelech?
No, he was the Shivarim.
Rabbi, isn't Chatzonia generally a bad word, like associated with Klipa? So how do we know, when is Chatzonia good, when is it not good? Or is it just depends?
A good chitzenis is good. Good pnimi, a bad chitzenis is bad. I mean, you talk about here, that level of chitzenis of Seviv Kol Almin is a very lofty level. It's higher than the level of Shivarayim. But chitzenis of a super level of Kedusha is better than that pnimius of the lower level. Like we said, Zon of Larayis. It's better to be Zon of Larayis than not Reishul Loshualim. Right, this is Pnimi, this is Reish, this is Zonov, which is external level, but it's still better. It's like asking the question, how come sometimes Chesed is good and sometimes Chesed is bad? Depends which one you're talking about. You know? Yeah, so he says now, over Chanukah, like 10 lines before the end of the Maimer, on 68. That they impurified all the shmanim. Shemin is chokhmah. That the begam was magir b'chokhmah bino. Therefore, who tzrich l'sakinei de makifim dafka. Shelamayla mishayrish ha-chokhmah. Therefore, how do you fix it? They had to find a level of pachachot shokoyin godol, which is already the makif level, to be able to purify the unpurified, impurified oil that was found then. and therefore you have Yud Gimel Parim, Rak Shebesukis, Nechnoi Ma'idei Zememela Ha'ayin Sarim. And he says, Sukis, because it's Minatayra, remember it's greater, therefore Beishameis Beisilul says, you can't compare Hanukkah to Sukis. Sukis has that power because it's Minatayra. Therefore it starts with 13, which is Yud Gimel Midas Rachman. Mashenkin Hanukkah. Do you start like Beishamai says? You could start from the high level, you knock off Klipa, and the next day you have to knock off less Klipa and less Klipa and less Klipa, you keep going down. And Beisilul says, no, that only works in Sukkot. But on Hanukkah, you have to go Mamata Lamaila. And he's also saying, and Peter, Zayin Tachtein, Moyer Shvira. And being not a kid to know Nika Amma the Cheriyayna Meshumma. So he says, the Zion Ray, whatever, this Kabbalah, comes in Zion Tachtein, Shemin and Sichalim, comes in the eighth level, which is Bina. Therefore, it pushes away the Asher and Son. Okay. Let's start another Maimon of Hanukkah here.
What's the Shachas of Kim and Chaim?
What?
Hanukkah.
What?
The next pasuk, the Dibur Maschid, is Kim
Chamikach. I don't know if it's connected to Chanukah. They're different.
Maybe it's in Gates.
Another. Okay.
This mambo we've never done before.
Yes.
The one we just did.
Okay, Lamed Beis, second column. Okay, Inyan Chanukah, second column, yeah, Lamed Beis. Inyan Chanukah, Nikova, and there's been eight. The miracles established with candles. Mashenkin, Bishan, Yisim, Pesach, Yitzias, Mitzrayim. But Pesach, Yitzias, Mitzrayim was different. How do you commemorate Yitzias, Mitzrayim? You eat matzah. Purim, you made Mishnah V'simcha. Why? Because Purim was a gzeit against the goof of the Jew. Not like Hanukkah, it's against the neshama of the Yidden. Therefore, we do lights, because lights is neshama. But Purim is the Haman didn't care if you were religious or not. You just killed the Jews. So therefore, it's on the goof. Okay, like a goof, he wanted to destroy the physical body of the Jew. He wanted to kill the Jews completely. The Greeks didn't want to kill the Jews. They wanted to kill Yiddishkeit. If a Jew became Misyavnim, as they were called the Hellenists, they had no problem with them. The Eden were in Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't have Golos. It wasn't the Golos of the body, it was the Golos of Teira. It was a Ruchniyistik Gzeira. Therefore, Kavu Benedis. Therefore, what's Neiris? Ner mitzvah teira er. Okay? And what does the pasuk say? V'derechayim, the way of life, t'chachas musar, is the admonishment. Okay? He's going to explain now the second half of the pasuk. The bottom line, the Alter Rebbe says like this. By the way, that's another reason why it says in Halacha, Chanukah we say halal, and Purim we don't say halal. Right? The Gemara asks the question, why Chanukah is halal and Purim there's no halal at all? One answer, the Megillah is the Halal. Another answer is, we're still in Golus by Achashverosh. Kadavda the Achashverosh Anan. But another answer is, Halal, Hanukkah took place in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah took, the miracle took place that the Jews were not in Golus, it was in Eretz Yisrael. It was a Ruchniyistik of Golus. But Purim was in outside of Eretz Yisrael, so there's no Tachlis. No Halal. Okay, basically they weren't in Eretz Yisrael. No, they weren't yet in Eretz Yisrael.
How come we say that we're still under Achashverosh, but we don't say we're still under the Yevonim? Galus is Galus.
We're not. Because after they rededicated the Beis HaMikdash, it was back to normal. In Achashverosh time, the Yidden was not in Eretz Yisrael, they were still in Galus. No Beis HaMikdash.
But we went back afterwards.
But not at the time of the miracle. The time of the miracle took place outside of Eretz Yisrael. But here he's saying Purim was on the goof, and therefore we commemorate it by eating. Chanukah was religion, so we do it by in their mitzvah Torah. So he says, to understand what this pasuk means. Ne'er mitzvah v'teira od, and especially sefer dekra. V'derech chaim techachas musa. To understand what it means. V'tzorech b'yon yinilam to understand eze derech chaim. Mavada teira mitzvah samura li'o b'pasuk. It implies that there's ne'er mitzvah v'teira od, and then there's a way of life. The way of life is Torah mitzvahs. Why is it considered like a separate, in the pasuk, it's considered two separate things. Ne'er mitzvah v'Torah od, and then you have the derech chaim. Well, in Yen, he says like this, ki ma shehim shol ha-mitzvah l'ner, v'Torah l'or, this, that mitzvah is likened to a candle. And Torah's od is also an interesting thing to understand. Ne'er mitzvah v'Torah od. A mitzvah is likened to a ner. And Torah is likened to a big light. In fact, the Gemara says in Saita that a mitzvah doesn't protect you so much like Torah. Torah Maginu Matzla. But they give in a mushel, you could be traveling at night with a little candle, you still you have animals, things can get you. Once day comes, the Torah Or, when you have Or, then you can see where you're going, you're much safer than traveling at night. But he says, what implies ner mitzvah v'teira od, and then v'derech chaim, derech chaim is teira mitzvahs. And he says, v'inyin, ki ma shehim shalamash mitzvah l'ner, v'teira od, why is the Shlomo HaMelech HaMishlei likening ner to mitzvah, and mitzvah to ner, and teira to od? Shekmei aner nikro shehim ha-shemin. What is the candle? You look at a candle, it's the fuel. You have a candle, yeah? You call a candle. Or the oil is the candle. But, ner shel shemen, ner shel shayva. And the af al pi sha shemen, ein be'er mitzad atzmei, even though l'cheira, oil doesn't have a fire of its own. Not only that, mechabes erda nefel l'teche. When oil falls onto a flame, a lot of times it extinguishes it. If you have a lot of oil falling on the flame, it's going to put it out. So there's no fire in oil, right? Me karma came nevertheless. Me man of al yodi in it and through it. Nim shech lava shall have it sa'erda nechaz b'psila b'mat shemen. And nim shech achar b'psila. Nevertheless, the oil is the source of light until there's no oil. Right?
I mean, kerosene is also called oil.
Yeah, it's all
oil. No, I mean, if you pour a natural oil from the ground, you pour it on the fire,
it's going to put it out. It depends. If it's a little flame,
it's no. Flammable.
Yeah, yes, if you fill up a menorah with oil.
It's going to put it out. If you pour
olive
a little
oil,
bit,
yes.
Gonna,
if
no, it's natural also.
If you put a lot.
So yeah, it's something.
Yeah, if you put a lot of kerosene, it's going to put it out.
Okay. If you have a little tiny one candle.
Okay, then it's going to put it out. Oil also, if you have a big flame, and it's not going to work either. Kocha mamish ya mitzvah. Hagam shudot zin ha-melech b'li shum tam v'das. Even though mitzvah is what Hashem wants us to do, there's no, the mitzvah of putting on tefillin is no logic. The learning of tefillin is the logic and the understanding. But the actual mitzvah of tefillin is b'li shum daf ein bo shum ha-saga. Mikom akim nevertheless, nevertheless, through the oil, you light the flame. And you reveal the Kedusha of Hashem when you light the oil. Meaning like this, the real Kedusha is brought down through the mitzvah. Torah is the reasoning of the mitzvah, how to do the directions of the mitzvah, but what brings down the kedusha, the mitzvah itself, not the learning. Learning, there's a separate aspect, learning is a mitzvah. But we talk about a mitzvah versus the understanding of the mitzvah, which is the Torah. The understanding of the mitzvah doesn't bring down the kedusha, it just tells you how to do it. And when you do it, then you do it. But the mitzvah itself is the oil that brings down the flame.
Oh, yeah.